This is the Cambridge English Preliminary. Test 4. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where did the man leave his camera?
Oh no, I haven't got my camera.
But you used it just now to take a photograph of the fountain.
Oh, I remember. I put it down on the steps while I put my coat on.
Well, let's drive back quickly. It might still be there.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Where will Peter give Joanna the book?
Joanna, it's Peter. You left your book behind after the lecture at college. If you need it tonight, I could bring it round on my way home. I'm a bit short of time, though. I'm working later at the cafe and I'm just going to my next class now.
Oh, thanks, Peter. I will need it. I could come and get it from you at your work. There's no need to come round to my place.
Great. I start at 5.
I'll see you then.
Now listen again.
Joanna, it's Peter. You left your book behind after the lecture at college. If you need it tonight, I could bring it round on my way home. I'm a bit short of time, though. I'm working later at the cafe and I'm just going to my next class now.
Oh, thanks, Peter. I will need it. I could come and get it from you at your work. There's no need to come round to my place.
Great. I start at 5.
I'll see you then.
Two. What did the girl buy at the market?
Hi there. It's Lisa. I just wanted to tell you that I went to the market to get a present for my sister's birthday. They have everything there. Jewellery, belts, handmade bags, beautiful clothes and silk. I saw a fantastic box, a painted one, which would be great to keep jewellery in, and I thought about buying that for her. I got a blouse in the end, though. It's a beautiful colour, and I saw some great bags. I think I'll go back next week and buy one.
Now listen again.
Hi there, it's Lisa. I just wanted to tell you that I went to the market to get a present for my sister's birthday. They have everything there. Jewellery, belts, handmade bags, beautiful clothes and silk. I saw a fantastic box, a painted one, which would be great to keep jewellery in. And I thought about buying that for her. I got a blouse in the end, though. It's a beautiful colour. And I saw some great bags. I think I'll go back next week and buy one.
Three. What will the weather be like for the race?
And now for the weather. What's it going to be like for the big race tomorrow morning, Mike?
Well, it's been clear and sunny all week, but it looks as if it's going to turn really cold tonight. And with ice on the track, conditions for racing could be difficult. It doesn't look like there'll be any rain until the weekend, though, and later in the afternoon, there'll be a bit of sun coming out from behind the clouds.
Now listen again.
And now for the weather. What's it going to be like for the big race tomorrow morning, Mike?
Well, it's been clear and sunny all week, but it looks as if it's going to turn really cold tonight. And with ice on the track, conditions for racing could be difficult. It doesn't look like there'll be any rain until the weekend, though, and later in the afternoon there'll be a bit of sun coming out from behind the clouds.
Four. What does the girl like best about the city?
Hi, Gemma. It's Andy. How are you getting on?
Hi. Oh, I love it here. It's a nice city. There's everything you need just close by. There's a big shopping mall with lots of fashion stores and a supermarket just down the street. There's also a sports centre right near the office where I'm working, which is perfect for me because I can go straight after work if I want to. There are lots of outdoor cafes too and places to eat.
Sounds great. I'll come and visit.
That would be awesome.
Now listen again.
Hi, Gemma. It's Andy. How are you getting on?
Hi. Oh, I love it here. It's a nice city. There's everything you need just close by. There's a big shopping mall with lots of fashion stores and a supermarket just down the street. There's also a sports centre right near the office where I'm working, which is perfect for me because I can go straight after work if I want to. There are lots of outdoor cafes too and places to eat.
Sounds great. I'll come and visit.
That would be awesome.
Five. What does the boy think was unusual about the film?
Hi, Melanie. I saw that film Deep Sea last night. It was amazing. I learnt a lot about the sea too. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I liked the boat race. It was really exciting. Like when the hero almost hit the rocks.
Yeah, he only just missed them. I thought the way the story was told was a bit different too. You know, the man actually talking direct to the camera before each scene.
And the underwater diving scenes were great. Fantastic fish.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Now listen again.
Hi, Melanie. I saw that film Deep Sea last night. It was amazing. I learnt a lot about the sea too. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I liked the boat race. It was really exciting. Like when the hero almost hit the rocks.
Yeah, he only just missed them. I thought the way the story was told was a bit different too. You know, the man actually talking direct to the camera before each scene.
And the underwater diving scenes were great. Fantastic fish.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Six. What happened during the football match?
Did you go to yesterday's match?
Yes, it was interesting. Jim Simmons had a bad fall near the start, and we all thought he was injured and would have to go off. But he was okay, even scored a goal.
And I heard a small child caused a few problems by throwing his ball onto the field during the match.
The referee soon removed it. Just near where we were standing, a fan tried to run out onto the field too. His friend stopped him, luckily.
Right.
Now listen again.
Did you go to yesterday's match?
Yes, it was interesting. Jim Simmons had a bad fall near the start, and we all thought he was injured and would have to go off. But he was okay, even scored a goal.
And I heard a small child caused a few problems by throwing his ball onto the field during the match.
The referee soon removed it. Just near where we were standing, a fan tried to run out onto the field too. His friend stopped him, luckily.
Right.
Seven. Which part of the gallery did the man visit?
Hi there, it's Paul. I've been to the gallery to get some ideas for my latest project, and I got some good ones, you know, for shapes and so on. Now I need to think about using colours and patterns. I might go back another day and look at paintings. There are some on the first floor of indoor scenes with vases and bowls in them, like the ones I looked at on display today. Oh, and there's a new sculpture exhibition on, but I didn't get a chance to see it.
Now listen again.
Hi there, it's Paul. I've been to the gallery to get some ideas for my latest project, and I got some good ones, you know, for shapes and so on. Now I need to think about using colours and patterns. I might go back another day and look at paintings. There are some on the first floor of indoor scenes with vases and bowls in them, like the ones I looked at on display today. Oh, and there's a new sculpture exhibition on, but I didn't get a chance to see it.
That is the end of part one.